Yes, welcome back. We're going down to the Solomon Gallery now, where Barbara Jennings is talking to Bridget Flynn. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I'm down here in the beautiful Solomon Gallery beside the Westbury folks, and it is a, in one of my estimations, one of the finest galleries we have in this city, and you should really get down. I am looking at all the wonderful work of Bridget Flynn, Enchanted Forests and Other Stories. And yes, her paintings or acrylic works tell a story. They are not only enchanting, but inspiring. The loads of textures and colour and play on light. And you can really feel you're in the forest, whether it's enchanted or not. But you definitely get a feel of the forest. I mean, and she works with a palette knife mainly, with her pinks and her whites and her greens and her browns and her rust. And boy, she really gets the feel into it. And you can really get the texture out of this, John. And I'm looking at, what one am I looking at? The Trail of Breadcrumbs. I mean, the words kind of conjure up to me, it's Little Red Riding Hood going through the woods, and you'll have to see it, folks. It's like, it's inspiring. There's another one. You're walking right through the light of the ground, of the reflections of the water, and the textures, and some of the trees are nearly like such painted in such a way that they're nearly falling down, but they're not, they're upright and absolutely fantastic. Then on another level, they have other landscapes, smaller work, Field of Dreams, and so she likes dreams and enchanted woods, and yet they're very realistic. They're not, they're technically beautiful. John, you have to come down and see this. Have you looked at them on the computer?
I have looked at it online, yeah, and it's very detailed work, isn't it, Barbara?
It's very detailed, very textured, colour, shape, form, reflections, all these words, inspirational, all these words come to my mind when I'm looking at them.
Yeah.
And all the landscapes as well.
Yeah, what I...
The Mountain Queen.
The pieces I've seen, it's a lot to do with nature.
It's all to do with nature. Yeah. They are landscapes, they are forests, they are... Gee, I'd love one of these on my wall. Folks, you know, come down if you like. Please, this is a very... It's not only beautiful, but it's awe-inspiring.
Yes, it sounds and looks great.
It does indeed, and sort of like, and of course she has one of the most sort of famous landscapes in Dublin is the Sandymount giant. You know, the what do you call them? The red and white poles that go up into the sky.
Oh yeah, not you.
What do you call them? I'm lost for words. I'm lost for words. This is just, folks, this is just, well, we're coming down to see. I mean, as I said, I mean, all the galleries in Dublin are open to you. They are free, and you can come down. And she went to NCAD, and then she went on to the College of Art in London. And her father was an artist as well. She is a very serious painter.
Yeah, and I think that's our second exhibition there, is it?
What is it? I don't know.
I think it's our second exhibition, yeah.
The second I can't remember that bit.
Yeah, so you'd recommend it anyway, Barbara.
Well, I would recommend it. It's just gorgeous. Like, well, I'm trying to describe it to you, to give you a picture. It's rugged, it's brash, it's all those things as well. She really gets stuck into painting her trees and landscapes and everything else, and it is just well worth a look.
Yeah, and it's all free, as we say all the time.
All these galleries are free, yeah. Folks. You can spend a day going around five or six galleries more in the city centre, and they'll welcome you, and you can go for coffee afterwards.
Yeah,
we're
being very arty this morning because I've just finished talking to Jessica O'Donnell from the Hugh Lane Gallery about a great thing happening over there, a space to create, so maybe you'd pay
that. Oh, right, yeah.
So anything else to add, Barbara?
No, it's just really, folks, and It's just a brilliant exhibition. It's gorgeous. Come in and look. It's like, as I said, full of texture and light against dark, and beautiful. She's beautiful landscapes and trees. And okay, come and have a look, and then come and tell me what you think.
Okay, and that's the Solomon Gallery, and it's Bridget Flynn's exhibition, Enchanted Forest, yeah, and Other Stories.
Yeah, it is indeed. So come in and have a good look. Well, look, folks.
Okay, Barbara, thank you for that. We'll talk again next week, hopefully.
Right, you will.
And thanks very
much.
See you then, Barbara. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, that was Barbara Jennings Down reporting from the Solomon Gallery at the exhibition Enchanted Forest and Other Stories. And it looks great. It's very detailed, very colourful.